Hare Krishna. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome all the devotees to this most auspicious and glorious occasion of the 18th anniversary of the appearance of their lordships Shri Radha Gopinath into this earlier simple but now very beautiful place, which by their mercy they are gradually manifesting and unfolding. So today, at least in this particular pastime, Radha Gopinath is 18 year old, peak of his youth, and according to Indian constitution he has full voting rights. Of course, our philosophy is Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Though it looks as if he has just now got the voting power, but he always has the veto power. 5,000 years ago, he threw the government of Kamsa. Just by his will and his vote, his one vote, and by his desire, he established, with his single vote, he established the most wonderful and ideal government of Maharaj Yudhishthira. This is Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, which he himself has revealed in the 9th chapter, 4th and 5th verse, for those who are interested to know more about his philosophy and his teachings. So, this morning, His Grace Jananivas Prabhu was giving the Bhagavatam class, and he revealed a very wonderful aspect of seeing this festival today. He said that this is Nitya Leela. Appearance of their lordships is a Nitya Leela. He is already there, but he manifested in front of our eyes 18 years ago. And he was giving an example of how Srila Prabhupada, many years before, around early 70s, came to Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan along with Shyam Sundar Prabhu, and on the steps he looked around with a stick and he said, "We should have a temple here." He said, "What inspired Prabhupada to speak this?" He said, "It was there, but it was manifested by his pure devotee's request." And he said, he's going to manifest. He said, Krishna Leela, Krishna came, manifested his pastime, wound up and left. Mahaprabhu came, he did not finish his complete manifestation of his Leela. He preached only in Navadvip and part of India, and he said, "My full project is Prithivite Ache Jato Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoi Bhimor Naam." And his Leela is going to go on for next 10,000 years. 9,500 years to be very precise. And therefore, this is a part of that Leela. And he said, if you are really fortunate, then you will take part. Like Krishna told Arjuna, "O Arjun," in the 11th chapter he said, when he showed his universal form, he said, "I have already conquered. All these Kauravas will be dead within 18 days. Now the choice is, do you want to be an instrument or not? Nimitta matra bhava savya sachi." And His Great Jananivas Prabhu was mentioning that the choice is ours. Do we want to be a part of this Leela and purify ourselves, go back home, back to Godhead in the process? Or do we simply see from far, like Kamsa or Jarasandha, avajananti mamuda, thinking that it's an ordinary thing, it's all right? Then we will become very unfortunate. So this was a very wonderful point that was made this morning. I hope all of you have bought some birthday gift for Gopinath. There will be a person standing there, you can hand over the gifts. Don't worry, I look. There is a very worried looks on your face. If you have not brought, actually if you have sung this prayer, Gopinath prayer, with full consciousness, you have given him the best gift, because you have given your heart to Gopinath. And that's what he wants actually. He's not interested in anything else. because everything else is His. And therefore, from 6:45 to 7:30, 45 minutes we have been offering this beautiful prayer. And if we can meditate on this one prayer, I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur had this in mind when he composed this. If we can, from our bottom of our heart, meditate on this prayer and try to absorb that mood and get that mood and live by it, I think that will be the greatest gift that we can offer on this most auspicious and a very special day. Without taking much time, I would like to just tell you, there is one unfortunate thing and there is one very fortunate thing. The unfortunate thing is, because of the inconceivable arrangement of the Lord, somehow His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj could not be here. But one very good fortunate thing is, we have His Grace Jananivas Prabhu with us. So he will be giving the main talk for this evening. However, we all felt that before that, we would like to request some of our very senior devotees of this congregation who have been very much instrumental in manifesting what we see today from a very insignificant, just like Vamandev pastime. It came like this and gradually expanded. So in the process of creation and expansion and maintenance of what we see today, they have been a part. There is a beautiful saying, we can chart our future clearly and wisely only when we know the path which has led to the present. So sometimes these programs, annual celebrations like this, even outside people do annual celebration of their organization. And during that time they discuss how it started, what was the sacrifice, what was the commitment, what are the challenges and difficulties that the early people had to face to create this wonderful facility. An understanding of this actually increases our appreciation, increases our gratitude, and also makes us understand our responsibility to maintain, if not expand, ideally expand also, but at least maintain so much of endeavor, struggle and challenges that have been faced by person in the past. At the same time, there is another quotation which says, we can draw lessons from the past, but we cannot live in it. We cannot simply live in the past glories, but we have to act according to the time, place, circumstance of the present. And therefore, deep understanding of principles and applying it according to time, place and circumstance is very important. When I first requested these 5-6 devotees who are going to speak today, they hesitated. They said, we have already told about how the DTs came. We already told everything. We don't want to speak. But I told them, at least I could tell them everything, but at least in my heart I felt that more important than what they speak is the mere fact that they come and speak out their heart. And their realization of seeing through these 18 years and a year before that, and maybe also share their thoughts about the past, about the present, and what they foresee for the future, so that we also get an appreciation and a sense of gratitude for what was done. We also have a very special person today, and that is His Grace Ganga Prabhu, who was one of the first pujaris of Sri Radha Gopinath Ji when they first came here in 1988. So he was there for almost a year. Yeah, year and a quarter. So first of all, I would like to request Ganga Prabhu, the first pujari, one of the first pujaris of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji, to share his thoughts. And after that, we will have a few speakers, and then we will have His Grace Jananivas Prabhu. And also, another very good news, we are going to have a very, very special guest coming. We expect him any time. and he will also be giving a talk. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Sisi Radha Gopinath ki. Sisi Radha Gopinath ki. Sisi Radha Gopinath ki. Hare Krishna. If you see where you are and where I am now, there's a big gap, isn't it? There's a world of difference. But something very striking is there. That is the glue. And I'm going to share this with you. The distance between Nigeria, West Africa, and here is millions of miles. And the time factor of getting here by air is 13 hours. If you have to come overland, it will take you about months. And if you come by sea, same thing. But somehow or other, by unimaginable arrangement of providence, Prabhupada's mercy brought me to India. And then I joined in the temple in Pune. I never knew what was like transfer in course of doing devotional service. Somehow or the other, I got fixed wherever I am. But there were certain providential developments also that made me come to Bombay. I came because the disciples of Kitanananda Swami were leaving all the centers of ISKCON because he was excommunicated. So I came to Bombay. And here in Bombay, few devotees came who were Sankirtan devotees of the Jagannath Sankirtan bus with a stock of 10,000 rupees books. That was what they depended on for daily maintenance. And then the Lady Nathcote Hindu Orphanage trustees, Prabhu Naji, Prabhu Krishna Chandra and others had given one room downstairs where we were using as office and whatever is required just to hibernate. We kept our stocks, we kept everything, and we kept going. And somehow, we need to do Mangalati as the tradition entails in every other temple. But for Mangalati, downstairs where you are having prasadam now, we have to keep a table and put the laminated picture of Sri Sri New Vrindavan Chandra, Radha New Vrindavan Chandra. When we finish Mangalati, we send them to go and rest. Everybody goes to do what they have to do. Every day we kept up like this. And then at some point, we have to go for Kurukshetra solar eclipse yatra. Then we came back from the yatra. And then our tents, our coast was enlarged. From that small room, we are given another room adjacent, which is the kitchen now. Half of the kitchen, or even one quarter of the kitchen. We made ashram, we made cupboards like you have now, and we were staying there. The beautiful, unique thing there that has been a tradition, every devotee here then was matured, enlightened devotee that is worth his onion. Sorry. They know what they should do at whatever time they are supposed to be doing it. If you want to track a devotee down, on his cupboard you'll find his itinerary for the day, where he will be, what he should be doing. So we don't need a policeman behind anybody. We all go about our duties and we do them appropriately. And we carried on. Because of the zeal and enthusiasm of the devotees, Krishna, in his infinite mercy, manifested the will of Prabhupada. The last speaker was mentioning, and Prabhu Sridharji was telling me also when we went to his house, I've had that also before, that when Prabhupada came here to Chopati with Shamasunda, he held a program. There were other Mayavads who came, but when it was Prabhupada's time to speak, all the Mayavads have finished doing the pollution, and Prabhupada thought, what am I going to speak again? They've said everything. So he just told the devotees, you all rise, let's have kirtan. And they started Harinam Kirtan at the beach there. 20,000 people were present and they all participated in the kirtan. At the end of the kirtan, they felt more enlivened by participating in the kirtan than all the bogus philosophies they had. So Prabhupada conceived there should be a temple here. Take note, the desire of a pure devotee. There is nothing like deities. The deity is also like any other marble, brass, painting, or conception of any personality in the scripture that you find in the regular market. But the difference is that a pure devotee desires, invites them, and tell them, you be here and receive worship. Remember in Australia, Prabhupada had a few devotees. They were all new, but he installed the deities, and he told the devotees, make sure you take care of the deities. But Prabhupada went into the altar and told the deities, please, you know they are all young, they are from military background, they don't know what they are doing, whatever they give you, make sure you accept it. That is what makes deity. A pure devotee will vouch. It becomes like a contract. He takes responsibility of inviting Krishna and plead with him, please accept. And Krishna in his infinite mercy accepts. That's why he's deity. So, all of this took place, and in the end, somebody gave some donation, and then, from the two portions downstairs, we got this hall. But this hall was a problem to the neighborhood. The noise that comes out of here daily disturbs everybody in the premises that they set up protest. They took us to court. There was court proceedings for some time. And then there was the ruling that we can disturb the whole of these premises from 5 a.m. in the morning until 1 early morning also. But from 1 in the morning until 5 a.m., we should give them their peace. So unconventionally, instead of having Mangalati for 4:30, it is a tradition here now to have it 5 a.m. because of court ruling. But I was speaking with Maharaj when I came. I said, it amazed me to see that the whole of the people who were complaining that we were disturbing and took us to court and we were even hardly finding our bearing, they are all leaving, and Gopinath is taking over all the properties. There was school here. There was classes here. There was school downstairs. There was school on the other apartment. So if you have to come here, I wouldn't be sure if the meditation is I'm going to temple. It's like you are going to catch a train because there is traffic jam. Slowly, all of that is gone. And I see when I stand outside here, even passerby, they stand out at the gate and they have full meditative mood that they've come to a temple. You can see that. So the whole thing has changed, but it is not done because of anybody's capacity. It is just the unimaginable manifestation of the will of God and his pure devotees. As far as I'm concerned, I have little or nothing to say. In India, they will say, Meriku kya malum? What do I know? But somehow, I was here, sat here. I got my first initiation at Tikli. Tikli is somewhere in the suburb of UP, where we had a center also. But there, every day, devotees receive special prasad. When you go out to preach, if you are returning, you receive beating from the people of the community. Because it was a Doga community, Doga temple community. They beat the devotees like anything. So I got initiated there after visit to Rishikesh. And then I came here to see the fire sacrifice. Then got second initiation here in this hall also. And after that, the arrangement for the deities happened. Details, Naji Prabhu will know. Krishna Chandra and Mahaprabhu, they will tell more. And Rohini Prabhu. All I know is I was staying here and one day I saw that crates have come and they've been paid for. What is inside, I don't know. Practically, I was not more than 2 years old a devotee within this period. So you can understand, I knew little or nothing. So, the deities were meant for somewhere else. But somehow, they passed by here and they bashed. Sequel to that, the Srimhasan also came Shimasan was the middle portion. The two sides are additives. We had only small Radha Krishna, brass, and Gonitai also. Then after one yatra to Gujarat, the Srinagi deities also came. Small, not as big as this. But in this small altar, we are putting all of them together, worshipping. Then one day, Maharaj conceived and said there will be Prem Pratistha. I never had anything like that. One of the devotees who were given sannyasi initiation in the last initiation was a pujari, and he was introducing me to deity worship. When I told him I have not had sufficient experience to work on the altar, he said, I am going, I have to go to Belgaum. So you just make all the mistakes and learn from your mistakes. But he left one thing that is indelible in my memory. Idam mistanam panyam etyadikam. Idam nivyadiam. I said earlier, Merikukya Malu, what do I know about that? So I was struggling with that to actually understand what is mistanam panyam etyadikam. Then they said there will be Prem Pratistha. One vocabulary is added on that. Then to do the installation, I was like doing the deity work then. Maharaj engaged me sufficiently that day. You mix this, and get this. Mix this, and get this. Mix this. Everything was here. So there was something he said, this is Madhupaka. This is Agya. And then there was a Panchagavya. So many things were here, but one thing that baffled me was cow dung, cow urine, ghee, milk, yogurt. What are they going to do with them? Is it not dirty? But the whole process started, and I saw that that was the first thing to be used. And the whole ceremony went on. Hardly did I know what I was involving in, I'll tell you frankly. But it all happened, and then the deities were established on the altar. When all the external ceremonies finished, Maharaj alone went inside the altar and did the contracting. Radhana Maharaj went in, touched the chest of the deities, and said whatever he said, I don't know. And since that day, we kept worshipping, dressing, doing whatever we have to do. And little after that, the first Jagannath Yatra was also conceived. Newly installed deities, I was virtually like the major pujari. There were few people to assist, but all of us were to go to Puri. Somehow, one devotee also, a Nigerian devotee, Gandiva Prabhu, he came from Rishikesh. He has to stay and hold brief so we can go. The dressing, the standard or the flash dropped when we left for Jagannath Puri. But I'll tell you, it dropped then. But today I feel that there was actually no flash when we were dressing. Because the sophistication is become more than the modeling you find in Vogue magazine. The deities, their sophistication, the beauty has gone very high. I feel timid and shy to walk into the altar that I want to do some dressing now. But in any case, we carried on. And then the Jamasami of that year happened and I had to go back to Nigeria. This is where my realization is. I've been gone from here after that Jamasami in 1988, September, barely 2-3 months after the deity installation. And I have never come to India again. Why? Also, I don't know. But what I'm feeling today, I feel very fortunate. Actually cannot express the feelings inside. But I just have to share this little lesson. The lesson is inability, availability, and capability. In our fallen situation, we find difficulty to heed call, clarion call. Krishna is calling everybody, come back. That is his demand in Bhagavad Gita 18:66. Surrender to me. And he promised also, I will reward that surrender. But we're always thinking, I am not having the sufficient ability to do that. Do we not feel like this sometimes? Without arrogance, we all feel like that. No, I cannot. I cannot leave this, I cannot leave that. We have our handicaps. But Krishna is not considering your inability. He's not looking for people who have the ability. Rather, Krishna is looking for who is available. Availability. Then, when you are available and Krishna is sure that there's some sincerity and steadiness, he will put a cap on your head. When cap meets ability, what does it become? Capability, isn't it? So, by birth, I have no qualification. By Sukriti, I don't know if I have any. Somehow, by Prabhupada's mercy, I made myself available. And then, the mercy of Guru and Krishna added the cap, and I'm speaking to you today, which is like a manifestation of capability. Still, I don't have capability. So, we come here, we do whatever we can do, not keeping track. But what actually tickled my fancy today is, after all of that 18 years of exit, I'm here again. Only in this period that you have to celebrate the anniversary. Think about it. It's not an accident. First was I came back. I left after going to Jagannath Puri. And I came back only to go to Jagannath Puri. And we say there are no accidents, isn't it? If there are no accidents, then what is the incidence? Then after the Jagannath Puri Yatra, I'm participating in anniversary of the deity installation. I feel very elated, even when I think I have no ability. Over and above it, to be able to participate in serving their lordship again today, I now remember a phrase in the South Indian Yatra of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya when he met the Brahmana Kurma. The Brahmana felt his household situation is an inhibition for his actually diving into the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. So he felt we abandon home, abandon all variety of religion and surrender. But Mahaprabhu said, don't say like this. Stay where you are. Yaredeka, Tarekaha, Krishna Upadesh. Wherever you go, whomsoever you meet, tell them about the teachings of Krishna as it is enjoined in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. That if you do this, you become guru and you save the land. And if you hit these regulative principles, whatever is your materialistic way of life will not be an impediment for your spiritual progress. Then, you will meet me here once again. That is where my flabbergasm has come from. That I am meeting Radha Gopinath here once again. What led to that, I don't know. But I just feel we should borrow a leaf from that and know that there may be circumstances that will make you go away. It is not sure that you will come back, but there is a prescription that you can come back, and he said further, even if you don't come back, you will never lose my association. So I stay in Nigeria. I get regular lectures from Radha Gopinath Temple. I get CD of the Pushpa Festival and Strat Festival right there, and I go into trance. But today is life. I don't know whether I have to enter trance or nirvana, but I will tell you outrightly, I'm excited. So I just want to solo one little lyric in appreciation of the deities. Don't mind, it is not conventional. But when you are happy, sometimes you go agog. Okay? So it goes like this. I just want to say thank you. 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hare, Hari Rama, Hari Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hari Hari. Sisi Radha Gopinajiki, Sisi Radha Gopinajiki, Sisi Radha Gopinajiki, Chapati Yatra ki. Hare Krishna.
His grace Ganga Prabhu ki. His last lyric or his couplet revealed the secret of his success and how he has been stable. Though far away, I think he has been the closest to Sri Radha Gopinath ji. Recently, His Holiness Sachidananda Maharaj was giving an analogy that spiritual life should go in two directions. Otherwise, there's going to be a problem. He said, it's like a tree. The tree grows and you have a crown of the tree. But simultaneously, if the roots don't go down, then it's only a question of time. When the wind comes, the whole tree will collapse. So therefore, yes, our services, our glories, etc. may manifest externally, but simultaneously, if gratitude and humility doesn't develop, then it cannot be sustained. And the nature of this world is things may collapse if storms come. So in this temple, by Shri Radha Gopinath's mercy, we find that though externally it has grown in a wonderful way, also simultaneously by the stable, mature and inspiring leadership, we find that simultaneously it has, the leadership has made sure that the roots have also gone enough, and therefore on this auspicious day we can express gratitude to those devotees who helped face the challenges to establish this. So I would like to call upon his Srinathji Prabhu to kindly share his thoughts. Call, our special guest may be arriving around 8:10. He's on his way.
Sarganga Prabhu, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. It is so wonderful to have Ganga Prabhu here, because he was like a pillar. There were no other pillars, so he was the only pillar. Our chief pujari is right here, who trained him a little bit. And Vrindavan Prabhu had to go somewhere else. Actually, what I want to tell you is that our real strength was unity. Prabhupada used to say, I think books are the basis, correct? And utility is the principle. But most important, unity is the strength. So, all these years, it's astonishing that we had so many, I would say, really 1988, but we started earlier than that. There was never a quarrel or a disturbance or any difference of opinion or any dispute or problem between the trustees who were originally there. Mahaprabhuji is here, Sadev Prabhuji is here, Krishnachandra Prabhu is here, Raghunath Prabhu is in Amritsar at the moment. Radha Krishna Prabhu, where is he? Vrindavan, acha. So Radha, yes, Radha Krishna Prabhu. All these years, I mean, it's astounding, because anywhere you go, in any institution or anywhere, company or wherever, this difference of opinion or various politics or whatever it is, groupism or whatever you may call it, is usually to be found, and that is the root cause of the problem. But here we've never had this, so I sincerely appreciate my dear God brothers and many God sisters also, who tirelessly have helped us all these years. They have not been glorified, but really speaking, many of the Matajis have, I can see some of them are right here, they actually helped us a lot, because once I had heard that when there was the initially about 1,000 years of Muslim onslaught, then after we had 150 years or something of the British coming in, it was the Matajis of this country who maintained the traditions of Vedic Sanatan Dharma more than even the men. And they were responsible. They kept their saris, they were having their tilaks, or they were having their other sindoor. They were having their proper system of having prayers in the morning. And all that has been continuing even in the worst of periods. So I sincerely, sincerely thank everyone for making all this possible. I think time is very short. There are many other speakers. We had this wonderful speaker, Ganga Prabhu. So, since we speak every year, he had 18 years backlog, which he has very kindly given us. He was, I want to glorify Ganga Prabhu more than anyone, because he comes from a totally different continent. He comes from a place where I have been last year to Africa, where their culture is different, everything is different. But it is astonishing that he has maintained this culture and traditions in Nigeria for so many years, and his love and affection for Radha Gopinath and the devotees here. And they are like all attractive, as Prabhupada writes in his book. So here is the iron, which has been attracted by the magnet. But he is solid as iron, I can tell you. Not only he looks like iron, but he is solid as iron. Because we have done a little kushti, so I can tell you that. In my young days, we used to play together. He is solid. So, he is spiritually also very solid. And I wish I can learn a few things from him. How he could maintain his such strong ties to Krishna in very, very difficult circumstances. I want to glorify Mahaprabhuji, because there has been so many fights in this place, as mentioned by him. He recalls some of them. And through each of them, very meticulously, carefully, Mahaprabhuji fought all these wars in the courts. And each time he was victorious, but he was very humble. Never he told that, see, now I have won this, nobody else could have done it. It's a fact that nobody else could have done it. But he has done it. So I want to glorify Mahaprabhuji for this. Sadev Prabhuji, because you always need somebody who's very stable and quiet and doing all the hard work behind, but he never comes in the forefront and never says, maine ye kya, or nothing. He just keeps on doing his wonderful duties, whether he's recognized, not recognized, appreciated, not appreciated. So Sadev Prabhuji has been absolute anchor of our movement here. Krishna Chandra Prabhu brought very first-class systems and discipline, and he saw to it that, for instance, his entire house in Pune, every year we used to go for Pune Yatra. And many people, including Giriraj Maharaj, told me that it is unimaginable that somebody would open his house to thousands of devotees, not hundreds. And I remember in the Pune Yatra, we used to sleep in any condition, in any of the rooms. So many people using so many bathrooms, or misusing bathroom. Every time we finish the Yatra, all the bathrooms had to be redone. Because something would, taps would be broken, something would happen. But very peacefully, he and Mataji, means Radha Priya Mataji is somewhere here. She is hiding. So she would go in advance, prepare everything, and this is one of the instances I was mentioning, how the Matajis have worked so wonderfully in the past. We have Radha Krishna Prabhu. I can't speak enough about him. He left his wonderful service. He had a very beautiful practice as a dentist. He could easily have been earning today about 30 lakh rupees a month because he was an expert. He was also president of Lions Club. In fact, that's how we got him in. Mahaprabhu took me when he was installed as a president of Lions Club. And he said, please preach to him. Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna Prabhu were friends before they came to Krishna consciousness. So I just said one thing. Do you want to become a lion in your next life? And then I looked at his wife and I said, do you want to become a lioness? If you keep on talking only of Lions Club, what is this? Think of Krishna only. Forget lion. Come here. And he had very good contacts, he had very good nature, wonderful networking, because he was Lions Club president. So he brought that also with him. And with a very, very tiny room, I remember that poor little girl of his, such a small girl. Now all those little girls and boys have grown up. I see here Vishwarup Prabhu's daughter also. She was very tiny. And how these children have really appreciated and continued to be with us. We appreciate them also. They were young and still they kept with us. Of course, Raghunath Prabhu is not with us here today, but we deeply appreciate him also. So with these few words, I would like to hand over the mic. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Great Srinathji Prabhu ki. In the room of Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, there was a statement that he has put up, which reads, the best way to glorify a great personality is to create a community which lives by the principles that he lived for. And therefore the best gift we can offer to Srila Prabhupada is to create a community which can model and show to the whole world that even in Kali Yuga, because Kali Yuga means quarrel and hypocrisy, and opposite of quarrel and hypocrisy is unity and integrity, which is very difficult in this world. And therefore the greatest challenge, Mahaprabhu says, is Trinadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahishuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya. If you want to congregationally chant, the secret is to develop this quality. And one time his Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was making a very nice statement. He said, preserving loving relations in this world requires much forgiveness, tolerance, patience, gratitude and humility. And this is what he has been stressing all along. I have seen consistently throughout in his talks and through his example. So now I will... Just now I got a call that our VVIP guest is almost downstairs. I request Shikshastika Prabhu to kindly lead Kirtan and I'll get him.
Hare Krishna. So I'll also try to be very brief. Today is 18 years completed for Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ji. So I was thinking that, in this 18 years, there are so many things that have happened. In many ways, even in the world, many situations have been very radical. Maybe after Radha Gopinath ji's installation, there are so many changes that have taken place. For instance, at least in the business side, you can say they call the so-called economic changes in India. You know that happened just afterwards. The Russian, USSR was broken up, and Russia had, that Berlin Wall came down, Like that, there have been several wars, the Iran-Iraq war and the Kuwait war and so many things. So, in one sense, we identify with one situation, another situation, what is happening. But we do not see that actually here, in a very almost invisible way, Radha Gopinathji made the entry here. And they have captured the hearts of all those who have seen them and come close to them. And that is to the extent that we are willing to reciprocate, to the extent that we want to allow ourselves to be used by them in their service. So, what they call the reforms, we have to, today is a day when, as an offering, when we look at our own self and analyze our vows to the spiritual progress, what is it that we can do, what can we give them? Is it that we are just taking things for granted? No, it is so wonderful to be in association of devotees and in the presence of such beautiful deities. We love the kirtan. We also, even hearing the philosophy, most times would be such a relief from the outside mundane world. But then, do we really internalize it? So the reforms that are, the so-called reforms that people talk of, reforms means change or improvement for the better. So today is the day when we need to see whether are we reforming ourselves. That, and this is an individual personal question, and we have to find our own individual personal answer, whether we are actually wanting to take that challenge. So that would be the barometer by which we can say, do we love Radha Gopinathji enough to make those changes? Or is it that we, for our own senses, that we like to hear the kirtans, or we like to see the beauty of the Lord, we come here, we get moved a little, we may come for Shayan Darshan, or we may attend some program and we like it. So do we integrate the Lord, the Lordships into our heart, is the question that we need to ask, and also very honestly search for the answers. And it is never too late. That is the most reassuring and wonderful message that we get in Bhagavad Gita, that at whatever step we are in, we should look forward. So we should just rededicate ourselves to Radha Gopinathji and their servants, and whatever way we can help, however we can change ourselves. And what does change mean? Change means that willing to contribute to the success. For instance, Radha Gopinath temple is, everyone likes the atmosphere here. It's very, there is a sweetness here which we all relish. So where is the sweetness coming from? The sweetness is from the attitude of devotees who are willing to put themselves behind and actually let their lordships and their servants take charge of our lives. That sweetness comes from trying to surrender to devotees who have inspired us, try to help them. And also that sweetness comes from all of us together trying to cooperate in such a way that even if we, whether we like or we don't like someone's style or nature, we try to put that aside. So that struggle is the sweetness. It is not whether we are successful or not. It is not for us to judge. So then today when we vow, when we rededicate, we have to try to see and in search that to what extent are we an obstacle, and to what extent can we contribute to, even in the most insignificant way, just by trying to concentrating on our own improvement, And thereby, if we can change a little bit, if we can reform ourselves a little bit, to that extent, it will definitely add to this sweetness. And at least it would not be, you know, a hindrance to the progress. Because otherwise, it is always that when there's too much success or when everybody says, you know, we become careless, when everybody praises something and then we don't concentrate, and then we have every likelihood of becoming proud. And we may, and the worst worst problem could be when we start thinking that we are responsible and instrumental for the this wonderful atmosphere, and the and we may say that yes, you know, we it is so and so may be doing it, so and so, but we may be thinking that, well, I'm also part of it. And actually speaking, we are just deeply fortunate to be a part. So we need to see what we can do to just improve and not be a hindrance. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. And now I'd like to invite Chris Mahaprabhu to kindly share his thoughts.
Hare Krishna. What Krishnachand Prabhu said just now, I would like to have some realization on that subject, how we can do some service. I was told, I was not here on Sunday when His Grace Gyananda Prabhu gave class. It was very, people must hear that class, in which he said, because practically I am adding something in his what he said, but I will positively say what he said. But you see, most of the people, just like in 18 years, as His Grace Gopinath Prabhu has said, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, that 18 years we are here. You know, in the beginning of the movement, when Srila Prabhupada left this world, most of the people who became GVCs and gurus in this movement, they were not even 10 years old. 10 years means they became 10, in 10 years time, they became gurus, GVCs. So, in 18 years time, we have several people here who are here in the movement, and somehow other, by mercy of our Guru Maharaj, Pran Pratishtha was done, and we got somehow other success. But Prabhuji said, Gyananavas Prabhu said, that now you are all matured and you must be very, you must take the responsibility and not every time leaning, going, asking Maharaj for every single question. You should be matured enough. Is I am correct? So the point is, we should be now matured enough, because in the history we have seen that what has happened in our movement in the past. In that respect, last Sunday there was a wonderful class conducted by His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu, and what we have learned in last 30 years, actually, I was really thinking that what he has spoken in those 2 hours, that's more important than what we were learning. Because we hear things and we forget everything. And if somebody asks us to speak on that subject, just like he asked us, about 70 counselors were there, and he asked them, 5 minutes time I am giving. First you choose which is the best sloka of Bhagavad Gita. Then he asked, okay, I am giving you 2 minutes. To suppose somebody is asking you, you are counselor, and if you are asked to speak on that subject, make preparation for 2 minutes. And then he says, now I am giving you 3 minutes. You make one partner, 1.5 minute you will speak to other partner, and 1.5 minute he will speak to you on that subject, what you have prepared on the sloka which you have chosen. By that method, very, very important point, you know, because we don't make any preparation like that. And now he's there, now the time has come that we have to, everybody should become a preacher. Everybody should be ready now that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is the movement in which everybody should go out and preach. That's a very important point. Now we have to take that responsibility, and Radha Gopinath Prabhu and all the counselors now should be ready. Now they are ready to convey that message to the counselees that we must go out and preach. That should be the mood of Radha Gopinath Mandir now. Now, the very one last point, I asked one day Maharaj, Maharaj, I'm seeing this, that here so many people have made, young people have made so much wonderful progress. Why I have not made that progress? And Maharaj asked me, should I tell you honestly? Yes, Maharaj, you should tell me. He said, when you came in this movement, you are already on a very top position as a famous lawyer. You are respected in the movement. You are needed everywhere. You are in the top position at that time. And by that reason, you have not developed attitude of humbleness. And until unless one becomes humble, it's very difficult for him to make a spiritual progress. The point is this, I took that message of Maharaj and I'm trying now. Just like when I met Imrudhamani Swami Maharaj in Santa Barbara last month, and he sent me 3 books of his, this traveler, Diaries of the Traveler, Traveler Preaching Diary. And I was reading those, and please believe me, where he is preaching, what he is doing. And that really I thought, that's the only place I can become little humble. 90% or 95% people where he is preaching, where lakhs and thousands of people are coming, he is not sure that after 1 hour the program which he is arranged, where 400 devotees have come from different parts of the world, whether the program will be conducted or there will be attack by the people. And there are attacks also. He is preaching in that situation. You read his diaries, all these 3 diaries, you will come to know in what situation he is preaching from April to September. And somehow or other, I got an opportunity. So on 25th, I'm going there to attend that function in which lakhs of people are coming. The point is what I'm conveying it, that until unless actually we learn from some hard experience, sometimes we get things very easily. We don't understand the value of it. And I felt it in that way. I got my position, situation everywhere very easily. And that's why I need some blessings of the senior people so I can become little humble. Hare Krishna.
My dear devotees, you have 2 Mahaprabhu's instructions on your head. One, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who gave 500 years ago, and now His Grace Mahaprabhu Prabhu who has instructed you to preach. If you fail, consequences are going to be not very good. Mahaprabhu is personification of Utsahat Nishchayat Dhairyat. His program at Khar is sign of Utsahat, so much enthusiasm. Sometimes it has gone, ridden up the wave, where whole compound was full, people had to stand outside, and sometimes there were only 4, including him. But still steadily it has gone on. And Nishchayat, full faith, I want it to be a training center. And Dhairyat, with all patience. In fact, practically all the saffron, senior saffron brahmacharis, were actually moved in the cradle of Mahaprabhu's house, residence. And that's how we have come. But that's his humility actually, that he feels like that. Guest is arriving. Okay. He's arrived.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Bhaschatya Deshatarane Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare I wish I could be with you on this sacred day, but please know in my heart of hearts, I am amongst you. Who is Radha Gopinath? They are the absolute truth, the cause of all causes, the one God of all religions, and the supreme Lord of all spiritual and material worlds. In the spiritual world, Gopinath and his feminine potency, Radharani, perform their eternal lila for the ultimate pleasure of all living beings. In this material world, the forgetful souls must suffer under the influence of Maya. But by the compassionate prayers of Srila Prabhupada, the Lord has mercifully appeared in his original form of Gopinath with his all-merciful potency, Radharani, right in our humble temple. They have appeared here to attract our hearts away from the endless temptations of Maya and to regain our true identity as their eternal loving servants. Our temple began with just a small handful of rejected devotees in a tiny rat-infested room. Over the years, it has miraculously grown in every way. We should understand clearly that this is all Radha Gopinath's beautiful lila. It is their will and their potency. We could only pray to put our egos aside and serve as their humble instruments. Radha Gopinath has given us everything wonderful. A beautiful temple, wonderful congregation, amazing brahmachari ashram, and most important, unlimited opportunities for each of us to serve them. Let us be forever grateful. What each and every one of us could do to offer Sri Sri Radha Gopinath the greatest pleasure is to vow to remain united in loving relationships under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Because in this position, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath will bless us to honestly strive for pure devotional service by developing a taste to hear their glories and wholeheartedly take shelter in the chanting of their holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy and Srila Prabhupada's compassion, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath have appeared in their holy names and in the supremely beautiful forms within our temple. They have come to attract our love. Thank you very much.
Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj ki. That was Akashwani GBC, Gopinath Broadcasting Corporation. Now I'll request His Grace Sahadev Prabhu, who personifies what you heard from Maharaj, humbly. I remember one time in Vrindavan, when we came back after around 11 o'clock, we returned back after a program, and for half an hour, he was glorifying this family. He said, these people, practically hardly anyone of the congregation sees them in the front. But then they have been amazing example of a wonderful ideal household life, and simultaneously contributing in such a substantial way to the movement from behind. So it is maybe these opportunities like this, when he comes forward to just share his heart. So let us take this opportunity to listen as he shares his thoughts.
Hare Krishna. So, as His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu was telling some time back, that expansions are external as well as internal. The root also expands. So I would like to touch external. Gangadas Prabhu has described in detail, but I would like to touch the internal part, the expansion of the root. The vision of His Holiness Radharam Maharaj, in order to make such beautiful temple, was not simply that people come here, get attracted to the beautiful deities, the beautiful spiritual environment, and feel some peace on mental platform and some feeling of religiosity and go. His vision was that we should create an environment of the devotees, the congregation of the devotees. By seeing them, their hearts gets transformed into Krishna consciousness. And with this vision, Radhanath Maharaj has tirelessly worked on the devotees, on the congregation, to train them in higher values, Vaishnava etiquette, spiritual practices. And we see the result that so many people from the congregation or the entire congregation, with the love of Radhanath Maharaj, is willingly and sincerely following that path. Actually, the purpose of Krishna consciousness is to purify our hearts, and when our hearts are purified, the Vaishnava qualities automatically manifest. Krishna consciousness is about loving relationship. And as Radhanath Maharaj emphasizes, that love means service. And therefore, we have been trained in the mood of Das Anudas, being the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, of the devotees. This training which Maharaj has given is not merely on philosophical platform through discourses. It is backed by His own personal demonstration of those qualities. Actually, we have the philosophy and we have the example. And we have the example to follow. It is not merely the philosophy. And therefore, the people, the devotees here, are well trained to follow that the example of Radhanath Maharaj. And the result is the transformation of the hearts of the devotees, the mood of the Dasanudas for the pleasure of Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, and their Lordship Srila Gopinath. Radhakrishna Maharaj has emphasized time and again that what is going to attract the heart of the people is not the beautiful deities or the spiritual environment or the soothing atmosphere which they get here, but it is the loving dealings among devotees, the love for which the people outside are craving and striving for. They see here and they simply get attracted to the association of devotees. This is what is the vision of His Holiness Radhakrishna Maharaj. This is the reason why Radhakrishna Maharaj is working day and night without caring for his health. Therefore, at the same time, Radhakrishna Maharaj has cautioned that what we have achieved, we should not be proud for that and become more responsible. There is a great responsibility on our shoulders so that we can not only carry on with the same spirit in which we are today, but expand it. And therefore, he also cautioned us that we should not have any selfish motives. There should not be a personal agenda or some politics in us, because that will destroy the whole thread of the sweetness which Krishna Prabhu has so nicely described. The sweetness among the devotees is because of the loving relationship, because they are tolerant, because they are willing to put forward another devotee before them. This is the sweetness which Radhakrishna Maharaj has tried to imbibe in us. So on this occasion, we should rededicate on this 18th anniversary, auspicious occasion, that we make a resolution to be always conscious of the fact and not to deviate from it. In the end, I would like to quote one. The Lord loves His devotees so dearly that He commissions His devotee to distribute His mercy in this world. We cannot approach Him without the grace of His devotee. He wants to manifest His love through His devotee. I emphasize on this, He wants to manifest His love through His devotee. We can understand Krishna only through His devotee, because Krishna has such deep love and gratitude to the surrender and the service of His devotees. So we should understand that the love which we experience here is the love which Krishna has. Krishna is the reservoir of love. It is the ocean of love which has no shores, which has no depth. And that love is coming through Radhakrishna Maharaj to all of us, which we are experiencing here. And this is the rarest of the rarest gift. And we should try to preserve it and try to distribute it to others. This is the vision of Radhakrishna Maharaj. And therefore, my humble request is that, as Mahaprabhu ji has said, that we should be trying to bring more and people to the lotus feet of their Lordship Sri Radha Gopinath ji, and trying to give them love and compassion. And then perhaps we will be able to please our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and Sri Radha Gopinath ji. Hare Krishna.
Grace Sahadev Prabhu ki. One day His Holiness Radhakrishna Swami Maharaj put His hand on the head of Madhvacharya Prabhu, the then pujari, head pujari, and He said, "You are an ass." So he was a little shocked. He said, "You are an assistant pujari always. You are never the head pujari." So time and again, on various occasions, he has stressed this fact that the head pujari of this temple is His Grace Jananivas Prabhu. Because he received instructions from Prabhupada. Maharaj received instruction from Prabhupada that this is how you should worship Shaligram in New Vrindavan. The first time I am introducing, just very simple. And for more details, contact Jananivas Prabhu. Maharaj always says he is my Shiksha Guru in this regard. So we are so fortunate that hardly Jananivas Prabhu goes out of Mayapur, but out of his causeless mercy he has decided to spend such a long time here. He gave, practically we pushed him little extra, quite like extra, to give classes. He hardly gives anywhere. But every time I was hesitating, and this morning also I pushed him, I said, Prabhuji, you are going tomorrow morning, so kindly give. So he is leaving tomorrow morning. He exclusively stayed extra a few days just for this occasion. We are very, very grateful to him because hardly he goes out and he has specifically come to spend some time with us and instruct us. So we would like to express our gratitude to His Grace Jananivas Prabhu for his precious time that he has decided to be here, and just his presence, as one time I think Maharaj said, he looks like a piece from the altar only, extension of the altar. So clean, neat, just walking, floating around the temple. Sorry, Prabhuji, for speaking in front of you like this, but I'm just repeating. Yeah. And today, Gopinath is looking so happy. It is because the head pujari of Radha Gopinath has very nicely dressed him. His Grace Jananivas Prabhu ki! In advance, we will express our gratitude to him for being with us for so many days and extending himself by giving seminars, deity worship seminars. For those of you who are interested, it's available. The recording is available. He covered the 64 principles of devotional service and how practically in deity worship or in our temples we can actually apply it. This is his realizations that he has shared. So I will request His Grace Jananivas Prabhu to kindly give his message to us and enlighten us.
Srirada Gopinath Juki. So, this is the first time I've been here for the anniversary celebration of Radha Gopinath. And they certainly look very happy to be here and see all the devotees assembled to come to observe their anniversary ceremony. And they have nice new dresses and shringar. Very, very beautiful feast they have there in front of them to celebrate their anniversary. The of course, their main reason is not to celebrate their anniversary or to enjoy these pastimes, because they're eternally enjoying their pastimes in their own abode. Why would they want to come here? Which Krishna himself says is a place of misery and suffering, Dukkalayam. But they have so kindly consented to come out of the causeless mercy by the requests of their devotees. And their devotees requested that they want a temple. They want Radha Gopinath to come. And 18 years ago, because of their humble request, Radha and Gopinath so kindly consented to descend here and accept their service. So by the mercy of the devotees, actually, Radha and Gopinath are here today. And we're also here today by the mercy of devotees. So not only Radha and Gopinath are enjoying their exchange of their anniversary exchange. There they're internally enjoying together. They don't have to wait for an anniversary to enjoy. But what they're actually enjoying here in this temple is the anniversary that each one of you have created in your relationship with Radha Gopinath. I think this is my 6th anniversary. I think I was introduced to Radha Gopinath 6 years ago. So I'm celebrating this is our 6th anniversary with Radha. And each one of you are actually celebrating a 1 year, but in between the 18 years, 1 to 18 years of celebrating your anniversary also with Radha Gopinath. And this is what is actually pleasing to them, because we're all their lost sons and daughters. We've come to this material world, we've forgotten their lotus feet, we've become entrapped in the illusory energy of Maya. And Krishna is so kindly coming for this reason, simply to establish again a relationship with us, his lost children, so we can also go back to him. And Srila Prabhupada says in the purport to the Bhagavad Gita sloka, where Krishna says, I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. He said that Krishna, he comes here out of parental affection for his lost children. So this is why Radha Gopinath are here actually. Their pleasure is in the spiritual world. But they get so much pleasure to come and reclaim their fallen children. So this is a great celebration for them, that we're all here and we're able to establish a relationship with Radha Gopinath through the medium of service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Gopinath himself, and he has come in the form, or he's made himself approachable, otherwise Radha Gopinath are not approachable. But they have made themselves approachable in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And literally in this form, he has come to give his service. Something which is very, very attained. It's very, very difficult to attain. Service to Radha and Krishna. But in their form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have actually given, they're giving freely. That means there's no qualification required to accept their service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not demanding any qualification. So this is how Radha Gopinath are actually giving themselves to us. Krishna saw it very difficult to surrender to him. He was demanding surrendering. But he saw it was very difficult how we can surrender to Krishna. We're finding it very difficult. So therefore, out of their kindness, Radha Gopinath appears, have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, this is how to surrender. Just accept our service. We've come to give service specifically. The 9 practices of devotional service, specifically the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this service, the holy name Krishna, is Radha Gopinath are giving freely through the agency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the main service, but also with so many other unlimited service that we can engage our senses in serving Radha Gopinath. And this is very, very pleasing when they see again we're established in our constitutional position of serving them. And so they have seen their devotees, their congregation, getting bigger and bigger every year, coming here. You could never have imagined 18 years ago that there would be actually so many devotees here offering their heartfelt prayers to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji. And this is all they really want to do. They just simply want to see us engaged in their service again. Any simple service. That's all they want really to see. And simply by that service, they will be prepared to take us back home, back to Godhead, to continue that simple service. So, the result of all the hard work that so many devotees have put into this temple over the past 18 years, it has not gone in vain, and most probably, in my opinion, that this temple of Radha Gopinath Ji in Chaupati is a temple that when you come here, that the devotional mood, it speaks for itself. Nobody has to tell you. And it's something you cannot deny. When you come here, this devotional mood is here, it just speaks for itself. And this is actually the success of your service to Radha Gopinath. And it is very evident. It is very prominent here. I think more than any other temple I've ever been in, it becomes so prominent here. So this is your success and also Radha Gopinath's success, that they have again captured you and dragging you towards their lotus feet. And our only business is to stay dragged to their lotus feet. Actually, one hand should be clinging onto their lotus feet, and one hand should be clinging onto someone else and also dragging them to their lotus feet. So we simply want to share what we have been given by the grace of the devotees. We've actually been given service to Radha Gopinath. It's an extremely rare phenomena that even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, they cannot attain. But by the mercy of the pure devotees, we've been able to attain this. So our business is simply to remain fixed at their lotus feet and simply bring others, tell others about the lotus feet of Radha Govinda, which is their constitutional position. Sitting at the lotus feet, Radha Gopinath are situated in the jog pit, surrounded by hundreds and billions of their devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in the jog pit, surrounded by hundreds and millions of his loving devotees. And Guru is also sitting at the lotus feet of Radha Gopinath and the Panchatattva in Mayapur. And there is a place beside Guru, and that is for you. That is being reserved for you. And their business, Radha Gopinath and their devotees, are simply to take us back to that jog pit, that place of perfection, where we can be established along with countless other devotees in a mood of service to the lotus feet of Radha Gopinath Ji. So I consider myself very fortunate although mostly it's only in name, to be, even just to have the the name or jest, maybe jest, but as being called the head pujari. I don't know if it's a joke or Radhanath Maharaj or not, because I can't spend so much time here. But anyway, I'm very deeply honored that he is, because Krishna won't let the words of his devotee go in vain. So somehow or another, he gave me that title, and I realized actually what a great benediction it was that he gave me that position, because by that situation, now I get opportunity to come here and associate with all the devotees of Jalpati. So I consider it a great benediction that I can come and I can associate and I can discuss with the pujaris and all the other congregation here. So it's turned out a great benediction for me also. So we don't know what the future holds, but we hope that we can spend many, many more anniversaries with Radha Gopinathji. And if after 18 years so much has been created, what to speak of the next 18 years? It may be unimaginable. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in that Narad Muni Bhajana Bina Shang, that when the whole universe, because Narad Muni is going around the universe chanting Radhika Raman, his business is to get everyone to chant Krishna's name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says when the whole universe is chanting Hare Krishna, he says, then my heart becomes pacified. So this is the vision of the devotees. They not satisfied just a few, actually they want the whole universe to chant Hare Krishna to go back. So here now we have some thousands of congregational devotees who are dedicated themselves to Radha Gopinath. Now our ambition at least should be the whole of Bombay. Then by the next 18 years the whole of Bombay should be devoted to Radha Gopinath. Sisi Radha Gopinathu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Radhanath Maharaj ki, Shamapeta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gopremanandi. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
His great Jananivas Prabhu ki. Thank you, Prabhu. The most painful thing of this particular seva of conducting this ceremony is there are so many devotees who would like to share their very precious realizations, but unfortunately because of lack of time, this job of not being able to call them, but still all of us can, during this kirtan and the Gaurarti, which will be performed now to Radha Gopinath, we can pray to them. And as Jananivas Prabhu very graphically said, with one hand hold their lotus feet, and with the other hand you can do two jobs, 50% giving and 50% receiving. Jive Daya, Name Ruchi and Vaishnav Seva. So ruchi or love for their name and their lotus service to their lotus feet. And three things are important. Input should be there, maintenance and output. So maintenance, if you want to maintain, hold on to their feet, then the input comes from service to the devotees. And then we will be empowered to give output of Jivedaya. So on this most auspicious day we can pray during this kirtan, that we may develop taste for the holy name and distribute this as Mahaprabhu has already instructed us, and serve the devotees as Maharaja specifically pointed out. Hare Krishna.